nicely, thank you.
Good.
Not better. Not out of the woods, but better.
Was there any infections that won't go away, or...?
No, it was... drove myself into chronic fatigue, basically.
Really?
So just got a bit silly, and got lots of smacks from doctors and specialists and therapists and children and wife and everybody else. So, I've just got to completely change my life, basically. My life and my business model and everything else over the next 6 months. That's what I'm doing.
Good.
And enjoying doing it.
So where are you off for August then?
In August, I'm going for a week to Missouri to visit my brother's 100-acre homestead. And he's a nurse. So we're obviously doing something wrong, Craig.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of a place that looks like heaven, apparently. And then spending a week with my parents in Florida, just being totally spoilt and sitting on beaches and walking by rivers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. How about you? What's happening in your busy life?
Well, nothing really. We got last week of August booked away to go to Euro Disney with the little ones.
Okay.
And I'm hoping any day now to get the agreement on the offices, but it just doesn't seem to be going at the moment. Just waiting for solicitors to do their thing, you know.
Right.
It seems to, I'm ready to go on everything else. Just waiting for it to happen. So.
So how far are the new offices from?
Oh, it's a stone throw.
Oh, okay.
When you come into the train station, you know, I'm closer in terms of a walk from the train station, so it's just the other side of the town centre.
Okay.
It's just my own building, so I can do my own thing with it, my own floor, so I can do my own thing with it, whereas this
sure.
place is a bit of a... And I didn't bring you around here in the end, but this place is, in my opinion, a bit of a dump, you know?
Yeah.
At the moment, there's three or four of us when Gail's in, trying to work in a very small room that
really?
You can't barely swing a cat in, so it'll be nice to have a bit of space.
Yeah.
Why not get it then? Well, I actually don't want to use the full half hour, David, if you haven't had a chance to have a look at the... newspaper piece yet?
Yeah,
I pinged it over, so I got two quick things for you, and then I'm happy to sort of leave you because I've still got all my literature to work on over August, and then maybe finalise with you in September. So I'm happy to say if I can just run two things past you, and then
yeah.
you can use the last 15 minutes or whatever to have a look at what I ping back to you and make the changes you think appropriate, so I can ping it back over to the journalist.
Okay, so I've got Monday's email open. This is the right now. Who is this addressed to? This is. Are you saying? These are your thoughts, or this is the copy as you'd like the newspaper to use?
I've written it answering a mixture of yours and Rodri's questions.
Right.
So, initially we wanted to sort of the start of how I'm not sure whether that's the ideal way to start, but I think I've got, I've probably got too much, if we're honest, he's probably going to not print anywhere near all of what I've done.
Yes, of course.
But I've got the quote here from the guys, which is pretty poor, so I think I've said to you at the bottom, if you want to give me a quote that we want to attribute to them, then that's brilliant.
Sure.
But, you know, Chris just handed it to me now. We are very excited about Craig's new venture and the positive impact that Penguin will bring to the St. James Partnership. You know, that's all he's done for me, which, you know, I don't expect him to do any more, really. But if we want to create our own thing, they can put their name to it, they're happy with that as well.
Yes, I think that's probably going to be the result, that you create something that you actually want to say and just get them to put their name to it.
Which they will.
Because people couldn't give a monkey's about St. James Partnership, really.
No.
Certainly not the rest of the town, apart from existing clients. And so that kind of comment won't actually mean anything to the reading public. So, okay, all right, so I'll have a look at that. Now, how is your work with your copywriter person that you found?
Well, I haven't heard from her since she sent the invite over, which you then played. That's the one of the two things I want to talk to you about quickly.
Right.
Obviously, I sent it on to you. You made a few changes, but I've got to make a decision in the next 3 or 4 weeks about which way to go.
Right.
Obviously, you made a few changes to hers. The only issue I've still got is the fact that the heading is retirement plan. I'm just wondering whether... Given that most of the people who end up coming to these things are already retired, I'm just wondering whether that heading will maybe stop people reading.
Okay, now which...
The secure future bit is good. I'm just wondering whether that first line should be something different.
All right, now which document are we talking about now?
I'm looking at your one that you sent back to me on the 7th of July.
Hold on a second. Let me just open that up.
So she did something, then you played around with it.
Okay.
So
7th of July. 2...
We've got version 3 of the seminar letter.
I love this. 7th of July, right, a lot went on, blimey, a lot went on that day.
Yeah.
I've got, on the 7th of July, that I sent...
Says letter.
I've got letter. Okay, seminar letter, so this is one we're looking at.
Yeah.
All right.
So we've completely ripped apart the one we used to use, which is fine, and really shortened it, which is also fine.
Right.
See, my only concern is the heading says retirement planning, and most people who end up coming are usually in retirement, I would suggest. So I'm just wondering if we can change that heading to something. But apart from that, if you're happy with the rest of it, then I'm happy to, for my three that are coming up this year, I'm happy to just have a bash with this.
And she's had a look at this, has she?
She hasn't had a re-look at yours yet. I've just emailed her now, funny enough, just saying, look, you know, first of all, I need to settle with you, and secondly, can we have 10 minutes to just look at it, and I can talk to her about the other work as well.
Okay, so, I'll have a quick look at the heading. Here's a thought. I wonder if it's faster when we get a situation like the latest copy for the newspaper, where really you've got the idea now of what you want to say in broad terms, you understand what you shouldn't be saying, you've got that, and my thought is that maybe this is a time when she should be getting into the nitty-gritty of this thing, and hopefully won't need very long, and then just coming back to me with the final thought. and that might just cut you out of the nitty-gritty detail of the process. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but how do we decide if she... I mean, lovely girl, bit of a, one of those girls in school you classify maybe as a bit of a quiet mouse kind
right,
of...
Right.
How do we know if she's the right one based on what you saw in that first effort?
That's
the only issue I've got.
It's difficult. I'm seeking for myself and my and everybody else two different copywriters. One is a web copywriter and secondly a sales copywriter. Different skills, actually, I've discovered. And that's probably going to take, during the course of August while I'm away, my new business manager to find the right people for me. And what she'd be looking for is people who've actually got a track record of having created lots of DOS for people. And I think that's a measure of a good sales copywriter's work, if you like. Has it actually created some revenue? But that doesn't help us. How soon does this newspaper want this stuff?
Oh, the newspaper, I don't think they're in any rush, but I wasn't going to share the newspaper bit with her. I was going to leave that, if that's okay, I was going to leave that with you as my half hour for today.
Right.
And I'll go with whatever you think, as I trust you, and I, with her, it's still early days.
Okay.
The seminar letter, I was hoping, Claire's probably going to want me in the next 3 or 4 weeks to give her what I want to use.
Right.
So the only thing, I think I'm quite happy to have a punt on this one that you did.
Yeah.
With the only reservation being to change that first word, retirement planning, just do something different with that.
So
I don't want to immediately cut off those the people who are already retired, to immediately pick that up and then spin it,
Okay, so let's quickly look at this seminar then. Who do you actually want at that seminar? Forget about who's come in the past. Who do you want?
Well, we want anyone between sort of 55 to 70, don't we? That's the two markets.
The two different markets.
Yeah, because we cover enough to give each of those markets... enough to hopefully want to see us,
So your fear is the 60 to 75 or 65, 75 year olds who came in the past who are already in retirement will see the heading retirement planning and think, actually, that's for somebody who's a bit younger than me.
Yes, that's the...
Okay. Let me ponder on that.
Because in the third paragraph where it says you'll be relieved to know that our retirement plan seminar, obviously I can just remove retirement plan and just have you'll be relieved to know that our seminar will give you... It's just that top head in retirement plan. I don't want it to immediately be opened and turn half the audience away,
Right.
Potential audience. The whole point of this is to attract more of the right people, which hopefully I think that'll do.
Right.
It's just that first bit, because I can't really, although we can get an age demographic on the seminar list that we pick,
uh-huh.
I can't nail it down to those who are in retirement and or those who aren't. So
right.
It is going to be a punt across the 55 to 75-ish.
How do they narrow it down? What
we just give them age. They've got a rough idea of the ages of the people who own the houses from various surveys and whatever however they gather the information.
Right.
I'm not aware of one of our filters being in retirement or at retirement. They're not the filters. It's just postcodes, do they own shares, what are their ages, have they got family, that kind of thing.
Understood. Okay. Well, let me have a brief look at the newspaper doodah, because I think at the end of the day, the editor,
Rocky,
is going to do their own work on this anyway, but let me give that letter once over.
Okay. No rush for you to come back to me on the seminar thing,
Okay.
I'm aware that your time's, obviously... tight now with you going away.
Yeah.
And the final thing I just wanted a quick 2 minutes with before I leave you is,
sure,
because I've got plenty to work with over the summer, is LinkedIn. You may have had the email off me saying that I finally got round to doing it for our day last week.
Right.
And the good news is I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I had about 20 responses yesterday of people accepting me.
Okay.
Because quite a few of my clients and potential contacts were on there.
Okay.
I haven't had one back from yourself yet.
Yes.
But I've brought in my folder with all the day brochures in, so I'm going to read through the stuff on LinkedIn.
Right.
But I'm rubbish at this stuff, I'm happy to admit that. So I had a little play with it yesterday and changed my password and added a few things. And like I say, sent all these invites out. But what do I actually do now? You mentioned something about groups. Where do I find groups that are relevant, like an IRA group?
That is a really good question, because I'm lazy. I've got other people to do this stuff for me.
Ah, right. It's not about yet Sophie doing it, because she's the computer brains out of the two of us, so just I'm just going to have a play to try and make sure that I understood it, just in case.
Yeah, yeah. I think...
Is LinkedIn like Facebook, where if I say something to someone, everyone else can see it, or are they private conversations?
You can have both private and public conversations, actually, Peter Lisney just set up my groups, and do you know what? I mean, bothered losing my groups. What I've done is got involved in other people's conversations.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking. I remember you saying that. That's what I was obviously looking to do.
Yeah, the way I've used LinkedIn so far is to. I've actually forgotten about me, and I thought, who do I want to converse with and get to be known by? One way is obviously to go out and invite people to join your group and then chat to them, and that's the same as me doing a blog. Yeah,
right.
So I invite people to join my blog, and then they're on my list, and every week I send them a blog. That's one way of doing it. The other way of doing LinkedIn is to find your target market chatting somewhere, and I think that's the other challenge you have. You know, is my target market on one of these things, Facebook, LinkedIn, or whatever, and to actually talk with them in their groups. Does that make sense? Do you see what I'm suggesting now?
I just don't think that my target markets are on that. I think it's more speaking to the potential professionals, and there's some clients on there, but mostly it seems to be the professionals I've got loose relationships with.
LinkedIn is a business grouping rather than a personal grouping.
Mm.
The personal grouping you more likely find on Facebook.
Scared sugarless of going onto Facebook.
Now there's personal Facebook and there's business Facebook, and you need to learn how to use both those. And I wouldn't kill myself on this one. I just gradually get to know how this works. But you're absolutely right. You won't find your retirees on LinkedIn.
Mm.
You just won't find them. But you will find professionals who can introduce people to you.
Well, I say quite a few have accepted me, so I'm quite happy with that.
Yeah, that is good.
Okay. I remember you talking about groups that you end up having conversations in, and then suddenly you get invited in, and as long as you do it correctly, you don't...
I've been quite lazy, because I'm blogging elsewhere. I'm thinking, I'm not really going to use my LinkedIn group yet. I'm going to go and join other people's groups and talk to them in their groups about the subjects they want to talk about. And for me, that's working at the moment.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I'll have another play with that. So I'm just afraid of Facebook, for like I said at the meeting we had, because I'm afraid that some ex-girlfriend's going to go on there and your wife's going to see it, and next thing you know, you're getting divorced or something.
Do you know what? I wouldn't argue with that. Facebook is a bit weird in that, you will get stuff thrown at you, and that's why I was initially quite scared myself. But Wendy and my daughter Lauren in Australia have taught me how to just get rid of that stuff and just make sure it doesn't appear on my page. But people will track you down almost accidentally, because I don't know. You know, Facebook's amazing. It just, how it links people together, Craig, just gets me.
Yeah.
It just finds ways to link you together that you wouldn't even consider, and then all of a sudden you may get an ex somebody pop up in your life that you really don't want. So you do need to be aware of that,
okay.
And you need to be able to control that and just delete it off your thing. Do you Twitter at all?
No, that's the next step at some point.
Yeah, again, you know, and each of these you need to take carefully in step. Don't get excited by it, because you can end up getting consumed by this stuff and not really know why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. So start with LinkedIn, get to know how to use that. Don't worry about your existing clients. Just get to those professionals. These may be the people who will introduce you to people later on.
That's the hope, yeah.
Okay, let me have a look at this letter, and let me have a look at the editorial.
Fantastic. The editorial is more important than the seminar,
is it? Okay.
I would suggest, because these seminar invites I can pretty much go with and just make a change at the top myself, or ask this lady to come up with something.
Okay. Now, is the editorial, is he time bound you on that one? Is he?
No, he hasn't said when he'll do it. He's not an editor. He's a freelance journalist who's done a bit of work for us last year.
Okay.
So he's going to try and get in a couple of publications, is the hope, which is why I think he wants a longer piece so that he can then nick the bits that are relevant for the different, you know, the different bits of papers we may or may not get in. So that's why I think he wants a bit, you know, that's why I've written a bit and why he's asked all those questions, I think, because then he can use it in different publications where necessary. I mean, I think the first one is going to be the business part of our local daily rag.
Yes.
But that's not the one I really want, but obviously I'm happy to let him go with that.
Okay.
You know, what I really want is the personal one.
Okay, let me have a look at this now then.
Fantastic.
And give it some time.
Well, if I don't speak to you, have a great break.
You too.
I'll speak to you in September.
Okay, look forward to it.
Cheers, dude.
Take care. Bye-bye.